Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with Tomorrow's News Tonight, broadcasting from my flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America. This is the weekend edition of the program. Also, we broadcast across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out always goes out to our military men and women, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, also the construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks keeping America moving along with our oil. Thank you very much for doing that. Also, check us out on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and then jump in the chat room like a whole bunch of people have done. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. And Kyle, let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a little while ago, earlier tonight, I guess right around midnight or thereabouts, the minions in Washington with the Black Lives Matter group and all that decided to hoist some ropes up there around the General Pipe statue, who was apparently a Confederate general, and there's all kinds of those statues around Washington, D.C., and they tore it down.
Wow. Well, you know, it's interesting, Captain, because, you know, there is no learning from history anymore. It's just not going to happen. And certainly, you know, it's just sad because we're not going to be able to tell the whole story of America, warts and all. That, Captain, that's what really helps to change lives, not by trying to say something's out of sight and out of mind and erasing it. Nobody's advocating, for example, for slavery or the Confederacy or any of these things, but it's like it's akin to burning books in the sense that we no longer can debate the ideas that were in those books.
It's the fundamental transformation of America on steroids. They figured that they've got the opportunity to do it. Again, the police are just sitting, I'm watching this video here. Police are just sitting off to the side watching all of this, allowing them to do it. That's defacing government property, whatever you want to call it, and they're doing nothing.
Well, but we're seeing now it's the mob rule to a certain degree, and it's the mob simply doing the things that the mob is going to do, and if you go against it at all, then you're called out as being some kind of an ist or whatever it might be. But it's like you said, the fundamental transformation of America. If they take away your history, as I said, warts and all, but then they put something else in its place.
Yep.
And they have control over you. Yep. That's the plan.
Let's get into DACA for a minute. Janet Napolitano, the former DHS secretary, now I believe she's the president of a college somewhere out there by you in California, correct?
She's on the UC Board of Regents or something, I think.
All right. Well, she said that the DACA ruling points need to have congressional action. And, of course, the president is going to try to renew his effort to end the DACA protections, which were all done by an executive order by then-President Barack Obama. I don't know what it is that he's going to do, but Napolitano raises the point that we need some legislation. And, yeah, we do. We need to make it illegal and or something. We need some sort of guidelines because, obviously, an executive order is not going to work.
Well, no. And, you know, Captain, remember back when Barack Obama would joke around saying, you know, hey, I would make people want me to start making changes.
Oh, I got the audio right here if I want to play it. You bet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. And you know, this isn't how our system works. But yet he went ahead and did that. And then the president gave the Congress the time period. Hey, you got 6 months. Fix this thing or, you know, I will kind of a thing. And so the president was looking for the Congress to actually fulfill its role. The Democrats did not want to do it, so they'll talk about, well, he wanted money for the border wall, and so on, but the Democrats could have written at any ticket they wanted to for the DACA kids, and they would have gotten it. And so I think the president, Captain, needs to be able to take control of this issue, because he is the only one who's trying to get something actually done for the DACA kids. And the Democrats, literally, by their own actions, could care less, evidently.
Yeah. Now, businesses are starting to pick up. They're opening up. Businesses are starting to do fairly well. And one of the businesses that needed to do well, because they were shut down totally, were the barbershops. And suddenly the barbershops across America are leading the reopening effort because try to find a barber if you can get into right away.
That's right. And so finally, barbershops, hair salons are reopening. And, you know, barbershops and hair salons have to do a lot of sterilization and sanitizing even before COVID-19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went down to Sarasota to a place called the Men's Room, which is a barbershop and kind of like a little, well, they've got a little nostalgia in there and whatnot. And I met the person that owned the barbershop at the gun show in Sarasota the weekend before and said, well, come on down, get a haircut. We'll take care of it if you can't get one up there. Because I couldn't. I tried again. I could not. And I said, okay. I called him up and said, are you ready? And I said, yeah, come on down. So I went down and got a haircut. You know, it was really great. There were nice people down there, right in the middle of downtown Sarasota on Main Street. Happy to do that. And I'm happy to mention that I went there, and hello to them if they're listening.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's really great. You know, and as we're coming out of this, one of the signals, Captain, is that people are getting cleaned up, you know, getting a haircut. And all
yeah,
that
like
help.
You, like you, scrungy Mr. 3.5 months without a haircut.
That's right. Well, I know. It took a long time.
All right. And Grizzly Adams had nothing over Kyle. All right. All right, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. I mean, it's funny because you couldn't find a barbershop. The men were going, well, I put a bowl on my head and cut everything down below the bowl. Ugh. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, that's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. They own and operate Relief Factor, and they have chosen out of the kindness of their heart to give me a website so I can tell you all about it and where to go to order some of the product that works for me. I've been taking it for 4 years, and I do suffer from pain, arthritis pain, and it takes care of that. That also reduces the swelling and the inflammation when I have it in my left ankle and leg. And boy, I'll tell you what, I really had some problems here a little while ago, and it definitely worked. And if I hadn't had it, it would have been a much worse. So, the website to go to check things out is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, check out the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Costs $19.95. There's a little 2.5-minute tutorial there that you can look at. And it'll tell you all about how it's a natural product. There's everything in it's natural. There's no narcotics of any kind. The stuff that's in there is good for you. There are nutrients in there that help you and revitalize some of the problems that you've got with your body when it comes to your joints and whatnot. So, again, if you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, foot pain, or just general muscle aches and pain in general from the job that you do or just in life, then I want you to check out Relief Factor by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And check out the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. After all, $19.95 is what it costs, and all you got to lose is pain, right? $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm watching this Albert Pike statue that got torn down in D.C. a little bit earlier tonight, and then they turn around and they set fire to the statue. I don't know what the purpose of that is. How are you going to burn a statue that's made out of stone?
Well, I know.
And actually, what they're burning is they've got an American flag on it. They're burning an American flag.
Well, and how crazy is that? I mean, I don't know how you get through to some of these folks. We talked about the idea of just trying to erase history, then nobody can have any real historical perspective. They can't learn from history. I grew up, Captain, learning about what happened in the South, what happened in
right.
the Civil War. This is all part and parcel of getting an education in the United States. I think it dilutes the cause. Even today, 150 some odd years after the Civil War ended, they want to dilute all of this. It's very, very sad.
It makes you appreciate what you have today.
Absolutely. But again, you have people that are out there, they're Antifa, or they call themselves socialists.
Yep.
And a lot of times they're really more like communists in many ways. Yeah.
Now, they want to defund the police, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's the big deal, because it was on the front side of this statue when it went down. Defund police. First of all, they may transfer some monetary amounts, but defunding and abolishing the police is not going to happen because of what we've explained, the charters and the different rules and regulations about being able to have a city. You have to have police, you have to have fire, you have to have EMS. That's all part of what you have to do, provide for the people. Otherwise, you'll no longer be a city. They didn't think about that, did they?
Well, no, but because at the very heart of the matter is that we have this thing called Western civilization, and that's what you do. You have to have some kind of order in your cities or towns and so forth. But for some reason, these people believe that we are simply going to go into literally a state of total anarchy and chaos.
Now, in the meantime, New York City, amongst other big blue cities, are now seeing a surge in murders, burglary, arsons, assault with deadly weapons, all because of the fact that the mayors are telling the police to back down and back out, and then they find out when they do that they've had all these crimes going on in between amongst where the police aren't.
That in and of itself, yeah, I think really is a violation of the public trust.
Of course.
Yeah, and I mean, you've got people who volunteer to be police officers. They go to the academy, et cetera, and this is their calling, their vocation, and they want to actually help people. And now they're being told literally to pull back, while criminals of every stripe, every color, doesn't matter what, but they're able to now reign free. I mean, and I'm not trying to be funny, but is this? I mean, this is like Gotham City on steroids or something. This is just wrong.
Now, Dr. Fauci is out there telling everybody, oh, these rallies, it's terrible. They're all going to get sick and all. We're going to, oh, it's awful. And then Tom Perez, the Democratic National Chairman, comes out and says, oh, this is President, why he's not qualified to be president because he doesn't care about the people. And he's sending them out there to get sick and to die and all that stuff. Well, let me just point out to these morons, and that's what they are, that there's three reasons the coronavirus is less deadly when the weather gets warm. You know what? You know how?
What's that?
Number one,
mm-hmm.
The hotter it gets, the sooner the germs die.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a matter of just a minute or two versus whatever, even if somebody coughs all over everybody.
Right.
You knew that, right?
Yeah, in the hot weather. Yeah, because that thing is just encased in like a little globule of fat or something like that, and it can melt away. Exactly.
Number two, when it's more humid, what happens to the droplets?
I would think, don't they fall faster when
they go to the ground,
mm-hmm.
so they don't get on people.
Mm-hmm.
That's number two. And number three, in general, the hotter, the warmer, the more humid it is, the less likely the disease will spread at all, because it kills it. That type of weather kills the virus.
Well, right, and that's why you get a fever, right, when you have a viral infection, because it's trying to get rid of the virus that way.
And why doesn't Fauci want to say that to anybody?
Well, because we wouldn't all still be terrified in a state of terror. And I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, but one can only wonder, why is it that this just constantly goes on? It's almost not even the American way. We're supposed to adapt, and overcome and continue to be able to move forward even in the face of this kind of adversity. We're not supposed to stay home all the time.
Yeah. Now, there is a whistleblower with the TSA who came out and said the TSA mishandled the COVID-19 outbreak altogether by just allowing people to walk by them. They were coughing and hacking and this, that, and the other, and they didn't do anything to stop it to begin with. Well, first of all, to begin with, we didn't even know what was going on in this country, the majority of us, correct?
That's right. We didn't have all the information yet, yeah.
So how is the TSA responsible?
Yeah, good question, yeah.
Well, I asked you, how are they responsible?
Right. Well, but again, the TSA also has a lot of contact with people, to say the least, as they do some of these airport screenings and so forth, yeah.
Now, there's a lot of people who are testing positive for this, but they may never come down with it because they may have already had it, number one. Number two, they're asymptomatic, and they will be that way until they come down with it, and which means their immunity has to drop off the chart to be able to do that. And I've had people say, well, Florida just, and we talked about this last hour, but I'm talking about it again right now because I want to make a point. Well, Florida just had 4,000 cases in one day. Well, look at that, look at that. That means 4,000 people tested positive because more people are being tested. And guess what? 200 of them actually had to be treated and go to the hospital.
Right. Yeah, so that's a smaller percentage.
So where's the big increase?
Well, the big increase, again, is in the narrative that's out there. And it's like suddenly after the riots are over, and we're all glad that the riots have tamped down now, but it's almost as if, you know, now we're switching back to the COVID-19 thing. And again, people want to be safe, and they want to be able to be doing the right thing. But it's becoming, it seems more political, and it seems more like it's totally inconsistent.
And it's okay to riot, but it's not okay to have a rally.
Exactly right. Because, see, that's the memo talking point from Tom Perez that you mentioned. It's okay now, everybody go out there and just say it's irresponsible, and President Trump's not fit to be president because he's putting everybody in danger. Well, goodness gracious me, I can't imagine more danger than what we saw going on in so many major American cities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where people were, I don't know, getting hit in the head with bricks. That seems pretty dangerous.
Yeah. Or being shot at or being firebombed.
Yep. Yeah, precisely.
Hmm.
Precisely. And, you know, and again, I mean, this is a major rip in our national fabric.
All right.
And yet, but they think that Trump is bad.
All right. Tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And they might hear you tonight on the Radidio.
Absolutely. We'll see you then.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And by the way, in case you didn't get the gist of what I was saying, tonight at 8 p.m., Eastern Time, we will be carrying here on my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, the rally. We're going to be broadcasting it live. I'll be the anchor for the coverage that's there. We're going to be taking phone calls from all around the country as well, people, and see what they think about what they're hearing. So there you go. So you can go to theanswertampa.com to find out more. And I'll be right back with a lot more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Leading members of the coronavirus task force have warned White House officials about the health risks of holding large-scale indoor campaign rallies and advised against such mass gatherings. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Deborah Birx, both have vocalized concerns about the safety of holding this rally with as many as 19,000 people in an enclosed arena in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But President Trump and his campaign advisors are proceeding with the event, which is expected to draw tens of thousands inside and even more outside the venue, who will neither be socially distant nor required to wear face coverings. They claim attendees assume a personal risk, and that is part of life. Next week, the president is headlining another large-scale event with thousands of students in a Phoenix megachurch. That state has seen an even higher uptick in cases this week, with back-to-back records for single-day increases. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our military and veterans news report here on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you what it is that they do. And here we go.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that during this layoff or furlough period where people have either gone on unemployment or they're still being paid to keep their jobs, maybe they're thinking twice about what it is they can do or couldn't do. If you're not getting the respect you deserve, and if you're not making about $60,000 a year, I have a way that you can do that in just 14 months of training. And if you happen to be military post 9/11, you're probably going to be covered 100% for your classroom education. And if you happen to be pre-9/11, you may or may not, but if not, you will have the opportunity to get a student loan. Now, with all of that being said, becoming an aviation maintenance tech is a very high-quality, in-demand, good-paying job. 40 hours a week will get you about $60,000 a year to start. The opportunity to make a lot more than that is there. Because of all the aircraft that are parked and grounded all around the world, they need to be inspected, they need to be certified before they can go up in the air. And that's what the aviation maintenance techs do. Now, they have two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard in Tampa Bay. Now, to find out more, you can go to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can go and give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their locations. Ask to take the tour. And there you have it. Now, the Air Force's Inspector General has begun investigating as to why the Air National Guard used two of their R-26 reconnaissance planes to monitor recent protests in the nation's capital. And they want to know why those planes were flying overhead. Well, two reasons. Observation, intelligence. Where do you get it? You get it from above. You look down. Helicopters alone won't do that. All I had to do was circle that up around the city and they knew what was going on. Also, on day 23 of the nationwide protests against police brutality and racial inequality in America's justice system, the Pentagon began an initiative to take a look at those issues in its own backyard, with its own military police. And we'll see how that works out. Now, Catherine Wilbarger, who was the Pentagon's top foreign policy official, a primary contact in the Pentagon for allies and partners abroad, has resigned 6 days after having her name polled for the department's number two civilian intelligence role. So she has bowed out. And a recent steady flow of rocket attacks over the past week of facilities housing U.S. troops in Iraq, including Camp Haji and Baghdad, may now be attempts by Iranian-backed groups to put pressure on America to get them out of Iraq. And that obviously is something that they would love to do because the proxy government that's there from Iran would slip right in the back door and take control of Iraq, and then here we go again. Now, two aviators were safe and in good condition after they ejected from their F-18F Super Hornet over the Philippine Sea after they developed some sort of engine trouble. And thank goodness for the fact that they were able to get out of the aircraft safely and were picked up. Also, Russian aircraft are now flying in Libyan airspace. So says the U.S. Africa Command. Russian aircraft are flying in airspace, backing Russian state-sponsored private military contractors there in military exercises that are going on and different missions against the rebels that are there. Also, demonstrators in Korea were like those that we'd seen in the United States as U.S. Forces Korea was permitting racial injustice protests on their bases. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Also, four rockets exploded inside Baghdad's fortified green zone near the American embassy. According to the Iraq military, they said it was the third such attack since the U.S. embarked on strategic talks with Iraq's new government. And that's been going on for the last couple of weeks. Now, there's no order yet to pull the troops from Germany, despite the president's statement, and this is coming from the head of the U.S. Air Forces in Europe. He said he's not yet received direction to begin drawing down airmen from bases in Germany, despite the Trump administration's stated intention to bring service members home by September. Now, it is possible some of these troops, and it could be as many as 25,000, it is possible some of these troops could wind up being reassigned to Poland, because there was a discussion about that this week. And we'll see. Now, two Air Force B-52H Stratofortress bombers and several Navy EA-18G Growlers practice long-range escort and aircraft interception with the Japanese Air Self-Defense Force Wednesday this week over the sea in Japan. The B-52s flew over into the area to participate in that training. Now, in vowing to pull thousands of American troops from Germany, President Donald Trump is following his pattern of moves against some of our allies that once in a while have dismayed his fellow Republicans, cast some sort of doubt across the globe about the future of partnering with the United States. But this time, it has an interesting twist to it because Poland wants the troops. Poland is willing, and by the way, they are paying for our troops being there. Germany, on the other hand, owes us money, and they're not paying their fair share of having their troops there. So if you got one country that wants to pay you and is doing just that, and another country that isn't, where would you go? Where would you go? Pretty simple to my way of thinking, but that's just me. Now, the DOD reports, unclassified Pentagon reports ordered by Congress, they can be made only public under an amendment being proposed by Representative Jackie Speier, who will propose the annual defense policy bill be put up and released for all to see. Whether or not it will or not, we just don't know. And the Secretary of Defense has proposed getting rid of a military promotion and the photos to eliminate some bias that's out there right now. I don't know exactly what he's talking about. I haven't seen the pictures, and I don't know what he's referring to. So we'll have to wait to find out about that, I guess. By the way, the White House's new post-impeachment loyalty purge is creating high-level personnel churn, which felled two senior officials this week and raised new questions about Defense Secretary Mark Esper's waning influence. But I don't believe he's going anywhere. I don't believe he's going anywhere. And we will be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up. Because guess who's waiting in the wings after that? Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast over the weekend edition airwaves all across the country. And hello, America. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become
become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Protogrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Protogrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's that time of the morning where we get into the second edition of our Truckers Highway and Byway Report and get ready to rock, because we're going to go rooster cruising.
Okay, drivers, just a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. driving here right deep. Look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio, this is on my dad's. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Oh, yeah, back in the days with the CB radios and all that stuff, because now the modern-day trucker is not talking on the CB, they're talking on the amateur radio. Because they can talk all the way across the country in some cases via the repeaters, and you don't have to deal with some of the nonsense on the CB radio. But anyway, I digress. This portion of the program, my Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and Flying J nearest you. If you're out there in the highway and byway, pull on in there to a pilot or Flying J. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch and enjoy that nice, free, hot cup of coffee you're going to get. Now, a few strong to severe storms are expected from the plains into the Midwest region with the threat of isolated large hail, locally damaging winds, and some flash flooding. Again, strong to severe storms are possible Sunday across a portion of the central and southern plains into the middle Mississippi Valley region. We do have an area in eastern New Mexico, just a little bit south of Tucumcari right now, where there is some sort of weather developing, severe weather, that's moving towards the panhandle of Texas, so be advised of that. It's just south of I-40, but it looks like it's going to angle across I-40 towards Amarillo. They've been having storms on and off all night long there. Now, in the central inland area, from from about Ontario all the way up to Sacramento in California, you're going to have excessive heat today, anywhere from 95 to 108 degrees. Take your pick on where you're going to be. Now, that's the big problem in California today. I don't see anything else. So you get over to New Mexico, and then you've got some poor atmospheric weather conditions with a lot of smoke and ash in the air from the big fire over there in Arizona, as well as the fire that's going on in the western part of New Mexico, too. But a lot of that smoke has just settled in the western half of New Mexico and the southwestern corner of Colorado. So the air quality is not all that good. In addition, you have some around the Metroplex of Dallas tonight. You have a flash flood watch and a flash flood warning there as well for rain that came through earlier. We do have some fog in southeastern Illinois and southwestern and the southern part of Indiana and the southwestern corner of Ohio. And then up on the east side of Lake Michigan, from about Traverse City all the way on down to the Michigan state line with Indiana, you've got fog there. You've got fog around Detroit. You've got fog from Holy Toledo all the way over towards Erie, Pennsylvania, along I-90 and US 20 in that case. And then in the central part of Alabama around Birmingham, you've got some fog tonight. And you've got some unsettled weather conditions in the western half of Virginia going over towards the mountains and the northeastern corner of Tennessee, the mountainous area there, and the western corner of North Carolina, the mountains there, for some weather that's probably going to kick up. And then one last little area up there in Maine, we do have some fog along the ocean. Right there in Maine right now. So be advised of that. And the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J truck stops. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pull on in there, see what they have to offer. You'll be very pleased. And I will tell you right now, if you tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And some of the truck stops you go into, they'll be playing the show right now. I know if you're going up Jacksonville that way, St. Augustine, you'll hear it. You'll hear it in Jasper. You'll hear it in Atlanta. You'll hear it over there going across I-10 towards Texas, too. All righty. To the telephone line we go, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Hi, Captain. This is Nelson.
And sorry. Go ahead, Nelson.
And I was just going to say, lots of luck if they try to tear down Pike's Peak.
Well, they've already torn down Pike's statue in Washington, D.C.
Right, and so a lot of luck if they graduate and move on toward Pike's Peak in Colorado.
Well, I doubt that. But the police are just sitting back and they're watching them, letting them do it.
Oh yeah. Well, this is that time.
And these are all students. These are all younger people. All students. Fists up in the air. Defund the police. Black Lives Matter. All that sort of stuff. They're all students.
Oh yeah. Top tier. Top tier. All righty. You have a great day. Bye bye. Right.
Thanks, Nelson. Okay, and that's Nelson calling us now. Let me go to the telephone line because I believe this is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Is that you?
It is.
All right. Well, sooner rather than later, the president's going to Tulsa, and they had a little bit of thunder bumping last night between some of the protesters that are there out on the fringe and the crowd that was backed up so far. They got to the fringe last night, and it was just a little bit of extracurricular activity. Nothing all that spectacular. They kind of got along with it, if you will.
Well, I will tell you that part of the agenda to proceed ahead with this is to see who, what protesters and whatnot do show up. So you can bet that inserted into these crowds are some maybe some FBI agents and whatnot.
Sure.
To see if, yeah. So
anti-gang lights and sure him.
Yeah, they're going to see if they can't get a little bit closer to, you know, who these groups are, you know, how they're connected, how they're managed, how they operate, and so forth and so on. So I think that's one of the reasons that they're standing stern on this event tonight.
What's your prediction on crowd size today?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm going on the limb. I'm going to say 100,000 people inside and out.
Well, I mean, the inside only holds 19,500.
They'll have more than that in there. They'll have 22, 23. They're just like we did at USF. They'll put them up in the rafters to where they can't put any more people in there per the fire marshal, but then they'll go from there. But outside, they're going to have God only knows how many people, right?
Right.
So who knows what evil lurks? Oh, boy. Now, it's really interesting when you get involved with all these little things that we're having right now and you listen to the situation as it is. People are trying to guess who's going to show up and who isn't going to show up. But the most important thing is people are doing what they want to do. They're there. They're going to sign a waiver. That's fine. Tom Perez last night said, oh, the president shows why he's unfit to be president because these people are going to get sick and they're going to die. And I'm thinking to myself, shut up. Just shut up. All right, hold on. Here we go. Here we go. Hold on. We're going to take a break, folks, and we'll be right back after the top of the hour news. Tom Perez is a jackass, okay? And he's a communist. He's not a socialist. That boy there is a communist, okay? And he's leading the Democratic Party. Think about that as we go to break. And I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.